Nationwide, emerald ash borer has so far been detected in 15 states and in two Canadian provinces. A little bit of good news from last year, there weren't any new states added to the list of states on a national level. So that's good news, but still, 15 states in the several years that we've known about the problem, it's the problem is definitely growing. In Wisconsin specifically, we added a new county to our list of infested counties. That was La Crosse. Showed up in one of our survey traps, just a couple of miles outside of the city limits, but fairly close to the city. And that was a new find for us in a kind of a rural area. We suspect there might be a firewood connection to that, but we're not positive. But we did catch several beetles on that particular trap, so clearly there's an infestation somewhere in the vicinity of that trap, and we'll be going back this summer to take a closer look at that.
Now, is this related to the Vernon and Crawford County infestation or independent?
You know, it's almost impossible to say. It could be related to it in that movement of some contaminated product came up into that part of La Crosse County, but we were not able to draw, connect the dots, say, from Vernon and Crawford County all the way up to La Crosse. There's a gap there of a dozen or more miles where we don't find infested trees, and we've put traps up in those areas, and we've had traps come back negative at the end of the summer. So to the best of our knowledge, there isn't this trail going north from Vernon and Crawford into La Crosse.
And then, of course, the southeastern Wisconsin infestation, that's pretty well established down there.
Yeah, that's fairly established. Southern Milwaukee County has a few communities that, the foresters who are working in Cudahy and Franklin and Oak Creek, they keep finding more and more infested trees every year. They're taking trees down, but still more being found that have the infestation. Northern Racine County, we know is infested. We found some infested trees last year. Kenosha County, the same thing. So that infestation seems to have a pretty good toehold. To the north, in the West Bend, Newburgh area, that infestation, as far as we can tell, seems to be there and isn't going anywhere anytime soon. West Bend has been cutting down some trees. In the Newburgh area, there are thousands of acres that we've trapped beetles. So it's in Wisconsin. It's here to stay.
When you put the quarantines in place when a discovery is made, are the quarantines effective? Is firewood still the big culprit here?
I think firewood really is the thing that is the hardest to control. The other products that could move a life stage of emerald ash borer, and in particular the larval life stage, are things like rough wood pallets, nursery stock, timber products. But those industries are regulated, and they're used to being regulated. Our inspectors visit those locations, federal inspectors visit those locations, and we educate those folks, we write compliance agreements with those folks to allow them to continue doing their business, but they have to do it in a certain way that makes the possibility of moving the pest around virtually nil. But the thing that we have a harder time controlling, of course, is when somebody has a few acres of mixed hardwood and they cut down a few trees and decide to move some firewood up to their hunting cabin or their fishing property or, their cousin's place. And and that's a thing that, even though there's a regulation in place, some people either don't know about the regulation or they're not too concerned about violating the regulation. And that's going to be the thing that that continues to spread this further and faster than if the beetle were just moving on its own.
Of course, a lot of your funding comes from the federal government. We're seeing some budget cuts. How does this affect you and the program?
Well, our program has been robust for the last several years. We've had a great partnership with USDA APHIS, And this year we still have a strong partnership, but we do have fewer traps, survey traps going up this year. And we're seeing that nationwide. Wisconsin isn't being singled out amongst all the states that are participating in the USDA survey effort. We're just seeing less funding for this particular pest. Not sure how this is going to play out in the future. The funding nationwide for invasive species might evolve into looking at means of transmission of these problems, and not the problem specifically. For emerald ash borer, for example, let's say firewood is the big problem. And firewood doesn't just move around emerald ash borer. It can move Asian longhorn beetle. It can move gypsy moth, beech bark disease, you know, all these other problems in forest and community forest settings. So if money is better spent addressing firewood movement, then, you know, maybe that's part of the evolution of attacking invasive pests, is getting to the vector of how they're spreading.
Could some increased volunteer help you out in this?
You know, I think it could, in the sense that the more people are aware of the issue and what to look for, then we've got eyes and ears all around the state on the lookout for the problem. And that's been growing. I think every year we get more and more calls to our hotline. We get more visits on our website. We hand out more materials at trade shows and state fair and other events where we're face-to-face with the public. And the general knowledge and interest on this particular topic, emerald ash borer, is increasing. But I think we have a ways to go. So, yeah, we get more people out there who know about it. They know what to look for. They can report that in, and then we have good leads to follow up on. I think that becomes more and more important in the future when that program continues to shrink, because the survey program, if it goes away completely, the problem is still going to be here, and it will become more of a responsibility for property owners and for community municipal leaders, foresters, to be on the lookout for emerald ash borer.
It's here. It's established. Can you, obviously you can't eradicate it. Can you limit the growth, the expansion?
We can do that if people abide by the regulations, by the quarantines. And going back to firewood, that really is going to be the way that this thing just continues to get out of hand, grows faster and more pervasive than if it were spreading on its own. We can't prevent the beetles from moving around on their own. But abiding by the regulations will help slow this thing down. People need to know that there are chemical treatments that can help protect individual trees from succumbing to an infestation, but there's nothing that we can do on a forest level. So infestations in forests will continue to move and evolve on their own. But if people have ash trees in their yard, communities have them on their streets and in their parks, there are some things that they can do to protect them if they choose.
A lot of people talk about integrated pest management. Is there any type of natural predator? Are you searching for something against it?
There are three species of tiny parasitic wasps that are about the size of a pinhead that are being investigated in a number of states in North America, including Wisconsin, that are part of that integrated pest management approach, IPM approach. They attack the larval stage. They attack the egg stage of emerald ash borer. And they're specific to emerald ash borer. They don't go after native insects that are close relatives of EAB. They're specific to the emerald ash borer. Now, the downside to that is that those three wasps will only live in areas where you have emerald ash borer. So you've got to have a really bad infestation in order to sustain a population of these of these biocontrols. So you kind of don't want the problem, you know, in the first place. And it'll be years before we know if these things can be effective enough to help regulate a population of emerald ash borer. These wasps come from Asia, where emerald ash borer originates. But the other thing that exists in its native range that we don't have here is that the ash trees in the native range have a natural immunity to emerald ash borer. And that's not the case in North America. All of our ash trees here are susceptible to one degree or another. We don't see any kind of immunity or resistance among any of them.
No sign of any development?
No, none whatsoever.
If people would like more information on the program or want to help out?
A couple of great resources. First of all, our website has a lot of really good information, emeraldashboard.wi.gov, or our hotline for more information, 800-462-2803.
And you're happy to go out and make presentations and talk to groups?
Absolutely. All we need is an invitation, and we'll go out and do that.
Very good.